right, let's hit the field.
All right.
Just wanted to talk, that's all.
That one is drilled deep to left center field. See ya. A long home run for Judge.
And that was demolished.
High fly ball, deep right center. That ball is home run number 300 for Anthony Rizzo.
Sunday, April 28th, exactly 1 month since the season began, and the Yankees were finishing off a three-game series against the Brewers. Marcus Stroman on the mound and Aaron Judge back in the lineup. Yes, the real Aaron Judge. My recap, your reactions coming up next. This is NYY Recaps.
Welcome to Yankee Stadium. New York City.
Just when they thought I was out, they pull me back in.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. And welcome back to Aaron Judge. And welcome back to the Yankees offense. Good day to be a New York sports fan. Knicks with a big 97-92 win today. All right. They're up 3-1 in their series. Rangers play tonight. They're leading their series 3-0. Yankees now officially broken out. They are back in first place, and they're about to face their biggest test of the young season. 15 runs in the last two games, in each of the last two games. So for the first couple of weeks, you know, they were off to a good start, but a few of the key guys were slumping, and we kept getting the same comment over and over again, right? When is this offense going to break out? And what's this offense going to look like when Aaron Judge and Gleyber Torres and Anthony Rizzo all figure it out? And baby, they figured it out the last couple of days. 15 runs last night, 15 runs tonight. This afternoon, I guess it's 5:35 in the East, and two impressive wins over the first place Milwaukee Brewers. So let's go to the highlights real quick. By the way, quick note, there was going to be an 8:30 show scheduled for tonight, but we're not going to get to it tonight. So we're going to postpone that. Aaron Judge wasted no time getting the Yankees on the board. Home run number 6, 441 feet, left center field, second home run in as many days. And that was a sign of things to come, not only for him, but for the Yankees' offense in general. And it was fun because they weren't just hitting home runs. I mean, they hit some home runs, but they were hitting line drives. They had a ton of hits today. How many hits did they get today? Let me pull up the box score real quick. 18 hits in this game. Stroman was okay. He pitched into and out of some jams early on. You see the double play there on a chopper to Cabrera. And then, you know, Rizzo with the nice job to knock down a ball and get him out of the inning. But he did run out of gas a little bit in the fifth inning. In the fourth inning, they actually had a leadoff triple, and he pitched out of it. This, I thought, was his best moments of the game. So he gets the triple leading off, and then he gets a pop-up and a couple of strikeouts to get out of the inning. You see him get really pumped up there, and good breaking ball down and in. But I feel like he exerted a lot of energy and kind of, you know, hit the wall after that. Happy birthday to Anthony Volpe. He went deep, opposite field shot, 3-run home run. Nice piece of hitting. He waited back on it. He knew it immediately. Here comes the trouble for Stroman in the fifth inning as we watch through the highlights here. Jake Bowers, former Yankee, two-way player today, goes deep, 3-run shot. That tied up the game, but from there on out, it was all Yankees. This is a great play here by Judge, throwing up his hands as he slides. That's what you're supposed to do when you slide so that you don't hurt your hands, but he's so tall that he's able to get it high enough to block the throw, and he broke up the double play, and that led to a 7-run inning. Gleyber Torres with a big hit. He had another good day. He's kind of woken up the last couple of days. Trevino with the big hit right there. That brought in a couple of runs. And you can see the body language on the Brewers. Just like, how do we get this Yankees lineup out of here? And then wild pitch allows another run to score. Soto was getting in on it. Hard line drive, base hit to score. Trevino, Judge with another hit through the 5.5 hole on the left side. Beautiful day for him. And then Oswaldo with a line drive single, give the Yankees their 12th run. Trevino, sack fly to make it 13-5. Nice piece of productive hitting, even with a big lead. Judge, right on time today. You see him driving the ball to right field. Man, he is heating up at the right time. We'll talk about that. Verdugo, staying hot. Another base hit. I think he only had one hit today, but still looking good. And then the big blow to finish things off, the cherry on top, two-run shot for Anthony Rizzo. And he has 300 home runs in his career now. So congrats to Anthony Rizzo. Gary Wanamaker says, bring on the birds. Absolutely. Big series coming up. Reminder to like the video, subscribe to the channel. We're here after pretty much every Yankees game all season long. And you can see there's a lot of people, over 600 people in the chat right now that like to come here and hang out after each game. So join the dark side. We've also got a morning show. I'm now calling it Morning Yanks. So give us a ring-a-ling. Don't be a ding-a-ling. Call in and make your voice heard and leave your apologies to Aaron Judge. All right, so let's go back and take a closer look at some of these things today. Dylan plays, does anyone see that the Rays got swept by the White Sox? I did not see that, but I suppose the White Sox were due to do some winning because they got off to a horrible start. But let's begin with the home run from Aaron Judge in the first inning.
Judge.
115.9 miles an hour off the bat, 441 feet over the pick and save sign, just under the power alley sign. He absolutely mashes in this ballpark, and he absolutely mashes in Camden Yards against the Orioles, where the Yankees are headed as we speak. He's got 22 home runs there in 46 career games, and over the last three seasons, his numbers have been absurd. 2021, 1.327 OPS with six home runs in 32 at-bats. 2022, 438 average with a 1.514 OPS and five home runs in 32 at-bats. Last year with the outfield wall move back, only 16 at-bats. He was hurt for one of the series, and he still hit 438 with three home runs and a 1608 OPS. So he's definitely comfortable hitting there, and he's getting hot at the right time. I know they moved the fences back, but when Aaron Judge is comfortable and playing well, there's no park on planet Earth that can hold him, and that includes Yellowstone National Park in Wyoming. So this is going to be a big four-game series coming up, and it's nice to have a heating-up Aaron Judge headed into it. Tough match tomorrow. We got Grayson Rodriguez. Marcus Stroman gave up a leadoff triple in the bottom of the third. As I mentioned, very crafty to pitch out of it. Pop up in a couple of strikeouts, veteran inning there. Pitched into and out of trouble again in the fourth inning. Top five, Anthony Volpe. You see it on your screen, but let's take a bigger look at it.
Tony Lucky, see ya.
Home run for Volpe.
Hit him in the stands, they can't catch him.
Anthony Volpe, a spectacular OG.
Opposite field shot into Toyota territory. Three-run jack on his birthday. Happy birthday, 23rd birthday. That made it 4-0 Yankees. He knew it immediately. Third home run of the season. Be nice if he could heat up again headed into the Baltimore series. All right, let's talk a little bit about Stroman. He ran into trouble in the fifth inning. He was struggling with command all day. You see, he finally hit the wall. It was a slow but steady downfall for him. He was just struggling with his command. Ton of base runners. You could see him pitching into and out of jams. And he was what I call a three-run home run waiting to happen, and that's exactly what did happen. He was done after recording four innings, and then he didn't get an out in the fifth inning. Six hits, four runs, five walks, four strikeouts. But overall on the season, you see his numbers there. Six games started, 3.69 ERA. You know, this early in the season, your numbers can fluctuate a lot, but he's pitched like a solid number three, and you'll definitely take a 3.69 ERA from him all season long, if he can maintain it. I don't know if he will, but I think he's going to have a solid year. We'll see. But he is, last year he kind of ran out of gas in the second half of the year. He was hurt. If he can stay healthy, he's got a shot to pitch to about a 3.5 ERA. That's my hope. But the problem today, just that he couldn't command the baseball. You know, too much nibbling, couple of pitches didn't go his way, and eventually Bowers got him for a 3-run home run. Tough day at the office.
It stinks.
Yankees jumped out on top in the sixth inning. Aaron Judge broke up the double play with his oven mitt. They probably should have called him out, but they didn't. Umpires let it slide. Pun intended. Let it slide. Get it? All right. Anyway, huge 7-run inning for the Yankees. Big RBI single from Gleyber Torres. 3 hits yesterday. Big knock today. So maybe he's another guy who's getting it back a little bit, starting to lock in. Second day in a row, not only with a hit, but with a big hit. Yesterday, he had that opposite field bases clearing double. So you can see that his body language has kind of changed a little bit. Just like Aaron Judge, he's become a little bit more relaxed. Trevino followed up with a 2-run single. That made it 7-4. He's very quietly putting up a decent season. 265 average after that base hit. On the day, let's see, he was 2-for-4, so he's hitting 280. And he's got a 739 OPS. Not bad for a pitcher. Two-way player. Threw the ball yesterday. So Soto singled. Judge singled in two more. Before you knew it, the Yankees had 11 runs. Judge had 3 hits and 3 RBIs. And you look at his numbers on the year, starting to come up a little bit. He's off the interstate, hitting 211, 6 home runs, 18 RBIs. Slot machine OPS, 777. I love it when that happens. But you see, he just squared that one up today. High pitch, and he just destroyed that baseball. Demolished it, in the word of Jeff Nelson. Also had the single. I love the little uppercut sign they give there. He had a good series. You know, obviously the home run yesterday, but he also had a line drive single yesterday. Playing very well, looking a lot more confident. Here's the home run from yesterday. Goes down and gets a slider at 90 miles an hour and hits it off the batter's eye in center field. So, very good series for Aaron Judge. Oswaldo Cabrera singled in the 12th run. Trevino sac fly for the 13th. And then cherry on top, Anthony Rizzo.
There it goes! See ya! Garcia!
93 sinker inside part of the plate. He hits it out of the ballpark. Home run number 300 on his career. He had 4 hits today, including a couple of doubles. Laser show.
Laser show.
And that made it consecutive 15-run games for the Yankees. First time they've done that in 17 years. And man, when this offense is clicking, it's impressive. Let's hope they can keep it going in Baltimore.
More of that, please.
Saw a position player again today. Second straight day that the Brewers brought in a position player to pitch. This time it was Jake Bowers, another two-way player. Hit a 3-run home run today. Had to face Giancarlo Stanton with 2 outs and the bases loaded. I was thinking Stanton was going to pad his stats there. I would have bet dollars to donuts he was going to put one in the freaking Milwaukee River. But he popped up the first base, maybe trying a little bit too hard to do that. But the Yankees hang on and win a nail-biter 15-5.
Ball game over. Yankees win.
It's belt picks. Over 700 in the chat. 30 runs in 2 games. Michael V says, shout out to Jake Bowers, Yankees legend. Who's it going to be for the belts? Who's it going to be? A lot of good candidates today. Could have gone with the team belt, but Marcus Stroman stunk, so we're not going to go with that. Judge had 3 hits and a home run and 3 RBIs. Volpe, 3-run home run on his birthday. I'm tempted to give it to him just because of his birthday. But I think a 4-for-4 day with home run number 300 is the ticket. Congratulations to Anthony Rizzo. All right. Reminder from Lori C to like and subscribe. Thank you to the mod. Bernie Cerrito says, I know Tonkin isn't the greatest, but couldn't he have killed a couple of innings instead of using both Ferguson and Gonzalez? We were up 10 runs. Great comment, because I was going to mention that. You're probably going to release him after the game. That's my guess. He came in, he pitched one and a third innings, two hits, one run. But honestly, you could have used him and just burned him out and released him and called somebody else up after the game. Odds are he'll be available later this season. He's already been released three times this year.
I'll be over here, like, winning.
All right, so let's go ahead and get to your comments
a
little bit.
What do you say?
The save situation, giving a shout-out to Anthony Volpe, the birthday boy. Excellent job from Anthony Volpe. He just destroyed that home run. Another multi-hit game. You guys want to take a look at the box score real quick? So 2-for-4 day from Volpe, 1-for-5 from Soto, Judge 3-for-4, Verdugo 1-for-6, Stanton 1-for-6, Rizzo 4-for-4, now up to 277. So he's turned his season around the last couple of days, statistically anyway. Torres 2-for-5 with a couple of runs. Cabrera 2-for-4, hitting 269. So he's kind of come back down to earth. But if Cabrera can hit 269 for the season, you'll absolutely take it. Trevino 2-for-4. Just saw a comment that somebody likes what they see from Trevino. I do too. He's doing a nice job both sides of the ball. Aside from Stroman, pitching was pretty solid today. Marinaccio gave up a run, but he's got a 2.35 ERA. He's definitely lost a couple of ticks off the fastball, though. That concerns me a little bit. That fastball is not what it used to be. It was 96 a couple years ago. Now it's mostly 94. Hamilton, 2/3 of an inning. He's got a 2.93 ERA. Tonkin, 1 1/3, 2 hits, 4.63. Ferguson got 2 outs, both of them on strikeouts. And Victor Gonzalez worked a scoreless 9th inning to close it out. I thought the Yankees might go to a position player to pitch with a 10-run lead in the 9th inning, but no such luck. It would have probably been Oswaldo Cabrera. I could also see them putting in Trevino again because he pitched yesterday through knuckleballs and then just putting Wells in there to catch him. That would have been pretty fun. But Darthia says, nobody beats the Riz. Not today.
I hardly agree.
The Law of Divine Oneness says, Derek, please keep the John Sterling, the Yankees win, for as long as you run this channel. I think I've pretty much decided I'm going to do that. There's no other victory announcement that means as much to me or is as fun. I like Justin Shackle, but when he says, Yankees win, like, it's not the same, right? You got to have that, Yankees win. You got to have that. So, anyway, Automatron says, Italian Star Destroyer. Assume he means Anthony Rizzo with his big day. Zuzu Boy with the Super Chat says, if we win the Baltimore series, season high 11 games over 500 and get some breathing room. Road Warriors. Appreciate the Super Chat. Yeah, it's a 4-game series on the road, so winning 3 out of 4, I think, is optimistic. The way the Yankees are swinging the bats, you never know. But the Orioles are a pretty damn good team. They just lost 2 out of 3 to the Oakland Athletics, though. And they experienced that tough Oakland bullpen just like the Yankees did. I feel like Oakland, if they want to, they could shed some of those relievers for some young position players that are going to be ready in like 2 years. And not only be a player at the trade deadline and be interesting, and you know, have some talent that other teams can grab, but set themselves up to be in a better position, you know, when they move to Vegas, to have some guys that are really in their, you know, early prime years as you're opening up that Vegas ballpark. I mean, if you just ask me, what would you trade for Mason Miller, right? From what we've seen from Mason Miller, and he's probably going to blow his arm out at some point. I mean, nobody stays, other than Aroldis Chapman, nobody throws that hard without elbow problems, you know, forever. Jordan Hicks, another, you know, he's also had some issues. But look, you could get a top 10 prospect for Mason Miller right now, which is, I mean, that'd be a damn good haul for them, because he's not somebody who was, you know, coming into the season as, you know, a major trade piece. I mean, he's got a 67 rating in the show. He was not thought of as being as dominant as he's ended up being, even though he had a good fastball. But, you know, if they wanted Oswald Peraza, for instance, for Mason Miller. I'd make that trade. It's probably an unfair trade. Oswald Peraza is probably going to be a better player in the long run, probably going to have a much more lengthy career, put up many more war. But they could solidify shortstop. They've already got Estuary Perez in their outfield, good young player. They've got some good young hitters coming up. You know, I'd give them a decent prospect. And he didn't even pitch today. So yeah, I didn't watch the game. But, you know, there was a close game. Let me see what the score was. Let me see if I can get the box score of that game, because we're about to play the Orioles, and it'd be interesting to see what's going on. Let me go ahead and put up the box score here. So they lost 7-6, 2 runs for Oakland in the top of the ninth. Looked like Blackburn started for the A's. Suarez started for the Orioles. And that A's bullpen, I mean, look, 2 1/3 scoreless, 2/3 scoreless, 1 scoreless, 1 scoreless. A lot of good ERAs, 2.29, 1.93, 3.97, 1.54. They've got some guys down there who can bring it. You know, these Orioles, they can hit too. I mean, look at these averages. Gunnar Henderson hitting .288. What's he doing on the season so far in terms of power numbers? 9 home runs, .347 on base percentage, .960 OPS. He's going to be a problem. He's going to be a big problem. Rutschman hitting .318. O'Hearn hitting .297. Anthony Santander hitting .218, but he always kills the Yankees. Always. Always. Mountcastle hitting .319. Mullins only .222. Colton Cowser, hitting .310 with 6 home runs, 18 RBIs, 24 years old. This kid can play. Urias hitting .186, off to a tough start. And then Jorge Mateo, former Yankee prospect, already got 4 stolen bases. I feel like he's always a problem for the Yankees because he steals so many bags. But anyway, let's take a few more comments and wrap it up.
I got to get out of here.
Luis Orlando says, please bring back Gallo.
You go.
No, thanks. We'll pass. I'm good on that. That's going to be a no for me, dog. Michael Rio, I think, keeping it optimistic, says split is good against the O's. Anything more is a bonus. I think just for my sanity, I want to win the first game of the series. Coming off of 2 15-run games, you hope that the offense stays hot for another day. You want to win tomorrow night, and then you hope to win one of the next three realistically. And I think that would be a solid road trip. A split and winning the series versus Milwaukee. Then the Yankees come back home, and they play the Tigers. And I believe they have the White Sox possibly after that. I can't remember. But anyway, we got some tough games ahead of us this week. So tune in after each game. Reminder, like, subscribe, all that good stuff. How about one more time from John Sterling before we go?
Ball game over. Yankees win. Yankees win.
2 out of 3. David Paez says, all the lineup hitting over 200 now. You'll take it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I am out. Have a wonderful Sunday evening. Reminder, we're not going to do the 8:30 show that we had planned. Have to postpone that. But call in for the morning show, Morning Yanks, 718-899-1068. Special thanks to the members, and I will see you